They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's this lady's name again?
I don't know.
Meredith.
What's your name, Rob?
Meredith on the show.
Meredith.
And oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some bad news. Meredith was hit by a car.
What?
It happened this morning in the parking lot. I took her to the hospital, and the doctors tried to save her life. They did the best that they could, and she is going to be okay.
What is wrong with you? How did you have to phrase it like that?
So she's really going to be fine? Yes, she has a slight pelvical fracture, but people have survived far worse.
Thank God you were there.
Yeah.
Did you see who did it?
Oh, no need. We can just check the security tapes.
Yeah, kind of a good news, bad news there. I was able to be on the scene so quickly because I was in the car that hit her.
Who was driving?
Oh, Michael.
One day, Michael came in complaining about a speed bump on the highway. I wonder who he ran over then.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Cracking me up. That is the perfect setup. That's good. You did everything you were going to do.
She might still call, Mike.
Ride.
I would say to her, I like that show. I used to watch the British version.
Then I'd ask her how much improv they will do on any given episode of The Office.
But hey, guess what? 30 seconds before we go on the air, John Norman comes and says, got some ESPN poetry jam. And then he offered up his usual lame excuse. So she's not on the show. So right. Let's move on.
Move on, ever forward.
Let's move on. So I got to remember when I say that we're going to have people on the show scheduled to appear.
That is very, very important. And, here's the line. She couldn't be on the show today because she is still recuperating from her car accident.
No, let's hear the lame excuse. John?
Yes?
Lay it on us, please.
I got a phone call from her publicist at 4:30 that said she had gotten a surprise call to go on The Tonight Show. I begged for 10 minutes of her time and was rebuffed.
Well, thanks for telling us at 4:30.
You were on the air. I didn't figure it was worth interrupting. And I was still trying right up until the time we went to break.
Did you use any expletives with them?
That's okay, John, because I don't plan anything out on the show. It's okay when you come in 30 seconds before we go on the air.
I understand. I talked to her as her person is...
This is our office.
It's very similar, actually.
This is our Dunder Mifflin.
It's very similar in the dysfunctionality of it. Of course, we don't have former interns coming back as our boss, though.
I don't even know who you'd be, John. Frankly, you're not even to Dwight mode.
Is Dwight the one with the glasses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might be Toby.
Which one is Toby? Because I am kind of new to this office thing.
Toby's the HR guy. Right?
The HR guy that doesn't... That,
Toby's the guy that stretches before they race.
That doesn't want Pam to get together with Jim.
Yeah, and then there's the fat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. You might be him, John.
Okay.
The guy that has the looks?
Not physically the way you look. I just mean... Never mind. But anyway, thanks. Thanks for letting us know.
And there's that hum.
I'm sorry.
I know you are.
Well, sometimes when it's last minute, we have to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Right.
Okay. It's what we do.
That's it. So you heard about it at 4:30. Why wait until 4:53:30 to come in and tell me? Because then I've only got 30 minutes to prepare.
Hey, but you know what? I was really glad when we came out of that commercial break that you played the theme to The Office. Because whether we have that fat lady on or not, it is a very, very good theme.
We enjoy
it. And I enjoy it. It puts me in a good mood. It makes me happy.
Do you think Buzz is the black guy? Or am I Creed, the old
Buzz,
guy?
Buzz is Creed.
Are you
guy.
Creed?
Yeah, I want to be the old guy. Does that make me the black guy?
Wouldn't that be fitting?
Kind of no, does. You would be...
You're Dwight.
You'd be Dwight.
I wanted to be...
He's going
to
be Steve Carell.
I wanted to be Pam.
Well, then I want to be Jim.
No, I will. I'll gladly take.
Who would I be? Who would I be there? Because I know I wouldn't be Dwight.
You'd be Jim.
You're Jim.
Who's Jim?
The good-looking hunky guy.
You're too nice to be Jim.
No, Jim is nice underneath it.
Is Jim the one that's dating Pam?
Yeah.
Buzz is Jim. If we're really doing that seriously,
right?
Buzz is Jim
because he's kind of the office stud.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's the guy that everybody likes on that show. And really, no offense, Rob. If we're doing it like that.
Before you even say it, I'll say none taken.
You know, I'm Michael Scott, and you're Dwight, Mike.
Yeah, but isn't Dwight always endearing himself to you?
Well, I mean.
And I screw up too much to be Dwight.
Let's not take this absolutely.
Yeah, not literally.
Literally.
Right?
I mean.
You're talking in the pecking order of the office.
This is not like when we have our in-depth discussions about which Beatle we were.
Oh. Yeah.
I know one home run. One grand slam home run.
What's that?
Joe Ardinger is Pam's ex, the guy that works in shipping.
The dumb guy downstairs.
Yep. I'm laughing at that, and I've never even seen him.
He got mad and broke up a bar dumped him.
They were engaged.
Yeah. Okay. I do love that show, though.
It's a good show. We told you.
You told me for a season.
Yeah.
You told me all last year, and I didn't pay attention to it.
We don't have a Pam.
This year I listened. We don't have a Pam.
That's
not
right.
Not for lack of trying.
It's true.
We need a Pam.
Again?
Yes, we do. Jim says we need a Pam.
We had a Pam. Her name was Beth Ann. Our Pam was Beth Ann.
I thought she was more like the lady with the glasses who got married.
Stop it.
I like that blonde lady.
Yes.
With the cat.
Mm-hmm. She was on Letterman this week.
Mr. Sprinkles? Is that
she's your girlfriend, Mike. You're laying the wood to her.
Oh, that's right.
In secret.
She and Dwight have been getting it on for years.
Everybody
knows.
Being Dwight. I like being Dwight
a
lot.
You should. Be proud. Maybe I could be the Indian girl.
Now, they wouldn't work here, but who would be the intern coming back?
Hold on.
That little Weasley guy.
Matt the Pollock. Pollock intern.
If he came back as our boss.
To run the place.
If he came back as our general manager.
Let me offer this. How about CK? Because he was an intern, and now he's technically your boss.
How about somebody that people really know? I mean, like Matt.
Does anyone
Pollock.
Really know Matt?
Well, they certainly know Matt the Pollock more than they know.
True.
CK.
Is Matt still working at 10800 Main Street?
I believe so.
I think so. See? Once they're gone from here, they're completely forgotten.
And would you just stop furthering this ridiculous thought that CK is our boss?
Don't you see how funny that is?
Please. I'm serious.
He's a powerful man with a powerful hairline, and he's in control.
Chris Kiner.
Duh.
Kinard.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, that's his name. I think it's Kinard.
Is it Kinard?
Kinard. Kynard.
Kynard.
Hello.
Kinard.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mr. Hobbs.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Don, I totally got to disagree with you, man. Mike is Jim.
Who's Jim?
Jim's the guy that's banging Pam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lead.
Rob is Dwight. Rob's Dwight.
I really think so, yeah.
All right.
Rob is Dwight.
Congratulations, Mike.
What can I be?
You're banging Beth Ann.
Oh, very cool.
I be somebody.
Who would you like to be?
I want to be the guy that got moved up to corporate.
Oh, BJ Novak?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in real life, the guy's an executive producer on that show.
Right. I'm thinking about
and
is the
stand-up.
Old guy that comes in with the printer ink in his hair.
That's Buzz.
God, I love that.
That's Buzz.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're giving this show a tremendous amount of publicity for the lady stiffing us.
We are not getting dick.
It's ridiculous.
Horrible.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Terrible.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Half Hour Ago here.
Hi there.
You're talking about achieving to Penthouse Forum?
Yes, sir.
You know, the really trickiest part about that is they would give you one, maybe two complete letters before they start breaking it up. And then you had to, like, go to page 87, go to page 95.
Yeah, that first page of the Penthouse letters would include two stories.
Yeah, you just get going and then.
I understand. I know, because a lot of times, and correct me on this if I'm wrong, a lot of times it would be the one story that really was not worthy. And it would be like on page 74, continued on page 169, and there would be ads and things that would take you away from concentrating on the text.
In any Penthouse letter, you can get away with two full sentences without having to edit. Right. All right?
Okay. Start, go.
I work the afternoon. I work the afternoon shift at the steel mill. Keeping all the equipment running smoothly. My wife, Alice, works in the same place, keeping the books, but she works the morning shift and gets home long before me. Those are two complete sentences. You want me to go to the next letter?
I don't think that one would be nut-worthy.
Mm-hmm. You never know, though.
There's always a sentence that starts with naturally.
Read me another one, Mike.
They say that the only men not fantasizing about sleeping with their kid's nanny are the ones who are already doing it.
All right, I'll take that story.
My experience...
Hey. What? Don't ruin it for me.
Well, I'm going to give you the second sentence.
I'll take the story, though.
Home. You're going to take it home?
I'll take it to the men's room.
Second sentence, though, perfectly acceptable. Right. My experience as a nanny has led me to agree.
Okay, daddy-like.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Why is education right next to mommy boobies?
Mommy boobies.
See, they're right next to each other.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job. Mommy boobies.
And mommy boobies is right next to You'll Be Sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Would you like another one?
Okay.
Things had been hard for my husband and me lately, but Bill, Bill is the kind of guy who thinks the husband should provide. And the wife should stay home and take care of the house. I was bitching about this to my friend Pam one day when she jokingly suggested that I use what God gave me to get money without Bill knowing about it. Would that be a good one for you?
No, not nut-worthy. No. Not nut-worthy. But you know what? I'm getting so hot. I think we should do phone sex. I think we should do the Larry and the Larry phone sex.
My wife Judy and I are in our mid-20s. We live in a large apartment building that has a laundry room in the basement for the use of the tenants. Almost a year ago, a young couple about our age moved into an apartment down the hall from us.
Yeah. One thing led to another.
I don't know. You know what I like. I mean, you know the sex acts I like. It's hard to tell just from the first two sentences, if I'm going to get what I want.
Wow, this was an amazingly long letter.
Those are usually the good ones.
Astonishingly long. I'm waiting because I'm going to see if the end has anything to do with it.
Just read the last two lines.
I can't.
Just do beep, beep, beep.
All right. As Celia went to the kitchen to make more drinks, Lois came up to me and asked if I'd enjoyed the I've gotten from her friend Celia. I said yes and then asked her if her friend was married. Lois said that Celia's husband was a jerk. This is still going on. I thought I was at the end of it. Jesus, this is like a 10-page letter.
It's a novel.
All I know is...
Don't they put the little box at the end? All right. Okay.
I'm rock hard.
Here it is, though. This is difficult. After that, I left, went to my motel room, and passed out totally exhausted. Mm-hmm. I slept like a log.
Sure.
And when I awoke in the morning, there was a message from my slutty wife on my cell phone. She said she'd had a great time and could not wait to tell me all about it when she got home. I couldn't wait either. LW from Topeka, Kansas.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. There it is. Okay. And there's a little picture to go along with it.
Ugh.
There's a little picture.
Yuck. Okay. Beautiful.
Did that put you in the mood?
Let me see. I'm still there. I'm still ready, Mike. My name is Rock Hard. That's the name of my show, and that's my name. Do you like rock? Do you like hard rock? I'm hard as a rock. My name's Hard Rock. I'll see you at my cafe.
She stood in the street.
And then here's another typical ending of a letter. We repeated that night several times over the next couple of years until my parents moved away my senior year of college and we lost contact. But I've got memories.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll hand over that magazine for only one reason.
There you are.
We're going to find us some phone numbers.
Very good.
Sure, boy.
Sure. Hi.
Sure, boy.
Why? You like doing this? Why?
I like phone sex.
Whoa! Larry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your fat lady pretending to be a hot young minx, right?
Is it tough doing the acting?
Did you do phone sex with Carrot Top?
Did you take this job because you're lazy?
Do you look like the lady from The Office that got hit by the car?
How much you get paid?
You vigorous?
Who's your agent?
You know what's coming out day?
We're both coming out on the show.
You know who's on the phone, Mike?
Who's on the phone?
Right now on the phone. It ain't that bitch from The Office.
Homo Joe. It's coming out day.
Oh, hey, but you've been out for so long, Joe.
Hi there, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Joe, for goodness sakes, yes, it's not a news bulletin that you're coming out.
I know, but I was, you know, the bad thing is, you know, you would have a dream at the beach, and it was so hot that you'd start your place on fire. That's the best part.
Wow.
Anybody the electric wires just burnt right up.
Anybody you know, Joe, that's coming out today?
No, I was wondering. A couple guys in the office were kind of looking at me, so I was just wondering. You never know.
You never know, Joe.
You never know. They're doing that DL thing, you know?
DL.
Down low, Mike.
Oh, the down low, yes. Okay, now I get it.
But I tried to save John because since he didn't get his celebrity, I figured I'd just call and let you know.
Oh, aren't you sweet.
Joe could be the gay guy on The Office.
That's it. I am the gay guy in The Office.
Who is the gay guy on The Office?
The guy that sits next to the fat guy.
That's
he
it?
Looks almost like Puerto Rican.
Have they ever outwardly?
Oh yeah,
been episodes about it. Yes,
well, yeah.
Joe. You know you've got Homo Joe. I got a question. Where you got Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Joe, John? You got all these guys. We're over here in a room by ourselves over here in Rockville, Maryland. Of all of us, really, I don't think we've ever asked you this question. Who do you think, if there was somebody that was really going to come out today, who do you think it would be?
It should be Robbie after that trip in New York on the Love That.
Robbie.
Boy, who didn't?
No hesitation at all.
Never saw that coming. You'll pardon the expression.
Because, you know, he likes Nazis, you know. He's probably the tough guy, you know.
I like Nazis, but I also like musical theater.
True, he does. So you know, if you really put the profile together,
yeah.
And you got two beautiful children and a lovely wife, but if you put the profile with, like, your interests, you
right.
probably would be the most likely candidate.
The late Cheryl the Big Dyke always said I was a lesbian.
That's right. She made me an honorary lesbian one time. It was fun.
Robbie, you actually went to New York with Joe. What did you go for, like, a Sopranos premiere?
Yeah, the Sopranos.
Yeah, season two, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the clincher was when you guys were in the carriage
there
together.
There was a lot of
sex
clincher.
Toy, Mike.
The clincher.
Yeah, right. The little carriage ride with the little red heart.
That's we have photographic evidence to prove it. You two were in a carriage ride together in Central Park.
Yes, Joe, that Joe. Clinched it.
Joe, on coming out day.
Everything clinched.
Who would you do on our show? Who would you do? Rate them in the order that you would do us.
Let me see. Gosh.
I know Buzz is probably your first choice.
No, he is. He's the you know, he's the guy that has all kinds of sex. He has no fear.
No fear. Right, and it's the reckless inhibition.
And then, Mike, he looks so good in that vest that time at the dancer's bar.
Hey, oh, Mike, coming in at number two.
Oh, dear.
Then we'll put Rob A right there.
Thank you.
Don, you'd have to be last because, you know, you're just the straight guy, you know?
Two hetero.
You're too straight.
Thank you for the compliment.
You get the oogies. You know.
I'm number two, and Buzz was placed in the number one position.
Well, he's just a friendly guy, you know. Mm-hmm.
But Rob is number three, and we all know what number three is.
Oh boy, we're having a good old time with you, Joe. It's been a while.
Joe, right. You should cheer up.
I should. I can walk around to the office, you know.
Do you have any exciting plans for coming out night tonight?
I was thinking about going down to the bars and harassing the troops, you know.
The troops. The troops, explain yourself.
Yeah, what does that
please.
Even mean?
That means anybody that wants to be ugly, I can get uglier, you know?
I don't understand. He's talking
see,
in that
have,
gay
have,
code.
You have these young fellows that really think that it's all about the muscles and the kind of car you drive and how much money you have. You
right.
Know? And then you have the guys that stand around, look good, right. and you know, just stand along. They're called wallflowers, you know?
But so, Joe, you're an old queen.
Yeah, you know?
Do you,
But Joe, hold on, seriously. You're an old queen. What if you go in there and get in a fight with one of these young guys that got muscles coming on top of muscles?
Because you can just go blow a little air and they fall over, Don.
Now, what is it like when you go? And what now? What would be give us a couple of bars of known bars of choice for you.
Well, I used to go down to it was called
O'Mara's.
JR's. Yeah, O'Mara's. Yeah, JR's was one of the ones I used to hang out.
Look around cafe.
Yeah, and that's where the young crowd hangs out.
What it takes for you to mention the name of that restaurant.
And then occasionally I like to go check out the Leather Crowd.
The Leather Crowd.
Yeah, up there at the Eagle.
At O'Mara's.
Have you finished decorating for coming out day, Joe? Do you have your coming out tree up?
Actually, I do. I got a pink feather Christmas tree with pink lights.
Pink feather Christmas tree.
You know what?
You know, you do
not
wear
disappointed.
Don't you wear the leather once in a while?
Yes, I do.
No Joe, hesitation.
You do not disappoint. Joe, we got to fly.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, goodbye.
Bye,
Joe. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Have a good one.
He got really tripped up a couple times because you got him excited.
Have a good one.
It's a carriage ride.
I remember the time when Rob was up in New York with me. So there, brother.
Yeah.
Oh. You ready to call there, brother?
Boy, this is an interesting segue.
You ready to call some sex lines there, brother?
Sure, let's chat with the ladies.
What the bleep happened here?
I want them to make me an egg cream.
We'll be right back. We'll do some later.
This is the Don and Mike Show.